Atkins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
Are the basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving layup, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball locked into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Just shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We are at Fort Loramie. It's an important non-league game tonight. The Redskins meet visiting Fort Recovery. Critical contest for each club. For Loramie, with an overall mark this year of 12-3, 7-2 in the Shelby County League. Fort Recovery, 9-4 on the season, 3-1 in the MAC, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Each team, Chuck, having talked to both coaches, feels like this game is significant because it has great seeding value. Obviously, Fort Loramie would like to get a number one seed in the Pickwa sectional. You might have a real good chance to avert either Tri-Village or Southeastern in a district game should you get out of the sectional. In the case of Fort Recovery, the Indians certainly don't want a four seed. You might play Lima Perry before the district championship. Easy for me to say. The district championship up at Wapakoneta, you want a two or a three. You play away from Lima Perry until the district title. Everybody figures Lima Perry will be a solid number one seed up at WAPOC. So this game, though it's non-league, does have ramifications with regard to the postseason tournament draw.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And you take a look at Fort Recovery, they've lost three in a row.
Right.
They were undefeated, and all of a sudden they've lost three. And now it starts getting in the kids' heads if they continue to lose. So they're going to have to, you know, they need a win tonight. They need it for their psyche. They need to, you know, a four-game losing streak really can get into your head. And Loramie, they got a win last night against Triad. We saw them Tuesday night, and Fairlawn handled them easily.
I've heard you say, Chuck, so many times that basketball teams don't stay the same. You either drop off, get a little worse, or you improve and get better. And the ebb and flow of that may happen a few times during the course of a season. For Fort Loramie, 8 wins at the start, then a 2-game losing streak. Since then, Fort Loramie's won 4 of 5, but as you said, got drilled by Fairlawn. Fort Loramie's foul shooting has fallen off. Field goal shooting has fallen off. It's time for Fort Loramie to kick it into gear, beginning with this game tonight, to get ready for the stretch run and the Pickwa Boys Division IV sectional tournament. And, yep, for Fort Recovery, it's a district which is probably more loaded than Fort Loramie's Pickwa sectional. You've got the likes of St. Henry. You've got Minster. You've got Upper Soda Valley. You've got Fort Recovery. You've got Lima Perry. On and on and on. You may play a juggernaut of a club with a far better than 500 record in game one or two of the tournament up north. So this game is crucial for each school.
Well, it is crucial. And Loramie's got to get back to Evan Burning getting to the rim, being a slasher. They got to get back to Tyler Siegel catching the ball and being an offensive threat.
Yep.
And they've got to get back to Dylan Braun being a scorer from the perimeter. That's what they've been missing in some of the losses that they've had.
Yeah, there was a point in time, Chuck, a month ago when we covered the Fort Laramie Redskins. I was noting for our listeners that the triumvirate of Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, and Tyler Siegel were all averaging about 15 points a game. Well, since then, Evan Burning has dropped down to 10, Dylan Braun 13, Tyler Siegel 11. The scoring production for the Redskins as a team has slid, and that's because the opposition has gotten better for sure. Nick Brandewee has helped. He's re-energized this club. Nick off the bench, getting more minutes. He's now played in 13 of the games this year. Nick, just a ninth grader. Eli Rosengarten continues to come in and give life to the team. But Fort Laramie needs to display the kind of intensity tonight that it's shown a few weeks back. No time better than this evening to get started.
Well, you can't just turn it on at will. You've got to find it, and you got to continue with it. And that's what I mean by you get better or you get worse. You just don't stay the same.
Right.
And that's what Laramie's got to do. They got to find what was successful early in the season. They're still playing the same teams. So, teams adjust. They have to adjust. They need Cody Gasson to be a player. They need Nick Brandon. You talked about him. He has really come on as a freshman and is getting better and better. And Austin Siegel, another strong kid on the inside. They need help from the bench. They can't do it with just the three guys that were doing it early.
Redskins defensively continue to play very good basketball. Fort Laramie only giving up just over 40 points a game. That's remarkable. The defense has been fantastic. That's just 10 points a quarter. Offensively, Redskins have slipped down to 52 points per outing. For Fort Recovery, names we will be talking about a lot tonight include Matt Benn. He is the son of an assistant coach. Outstanding three-point shooter, firing in threes at a 67% clip on the year. Not a huge sample, less than 30, but he's an outstanding player. I look for him to give Fort Laramie fits here tonight. In addition for Fort Recovery, Micaiah Cox on the inside, a senior at 6'4". He is averaging 16 a game. Ben at a dozen. Caleb Martin, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, a senior, outstanding quarterback in the football team, going to the University of Toledo to play on the gridiron. He's at 10 a game. Those are three names you will hear frequently. Martin, Ben, and Cox for Fort Recovery. Sometimes, Chuck, when you go on the road, and Fort Recovery did last night, you don't shoot as many free throws as your opposition. Well, last evening, Marion Local shot 27, Fort Recovery 9. End result, Fort Recovery got beat by 2.
Well, I mean, you hope that it doesn't make any difference home and away to the officials, but you're right. There are just times where the 50-50s kind of tend to go to the home team.
Right.
You know, and you hope that's not a cognizant thing. I don't think it is, most officials, but they do think about it.
Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Laramie, has done a super job in his third year at Fort Recovery. Is Chris Guggenbiller. He spent 10 years in the Vandalia Butler system, coaching primarily junior high football and basketball. He's done a solid job at Fort Recovery, continued improvement. 6 wins a couple years ago, 16 wins last year, 9-4 right now through 13 games this season. Is Fort Recovery an opportunity to better last year's win total? It's a team, Fort Recovery, that was starting 5 seniors before the 3-game loss streak. It won't start 5 seniors tonight. Only 3 will open in the starting 5 tonight, according to Coach Guggenbiller.
Well, you got to shake things up sometimes. You've lost 3 in a row. You got to try to find something that works. And I just noticed that Cody Gasson is in a sling, so I'm pretty sure we won't see him tonight.
Well, Cody did suffer a football injury, a very minor labrum tear, it was considered to be. But I tell you what, when you have any kind of a labrum tear at all, Chuck, it can destabilize on you. and come out, and it acts like a stinger for the next week or two until you get therapy and build up the muscles back around it. Yeah, you can restabilize it fast, but it still bothers you for a few weeks.
Well,
and that may be what Cody's going through right now.
Well, I hope it's something that's going to come back because they really need him. He is their defensive stopper on the perimeter.
Exactly. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming in just a moment. Fort Recovery at Fort Loramie tonight in a very important interleague high school basketball game on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
So many thanks tonight to these Fort Loramie game sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. And thank you very much from Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum. A couple of Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. We thank you very much. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Thanks so much to U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which has underwritten our halftime the last two seasons. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, an eight-year underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. I mentioned LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2007 without great support from a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, as we so noted, Cody Gasson with an arm in the sling, that labrum of his has acted up. And Nick Brandewee, a young man about whom we spoke highly in the pregame, starts tonight. Nick Brandewee, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel in the starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Brandewee, Burning, Braun, Tyler Siegel, and Nate Plyman at power forward. We'll check out Fort Recovery's starting five momentarily. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. It is Brandewey on the arc 25 feet away. This is a fairly sizable Fort Loramie starting five. Three young men at 6 feet, 4 inches tall, by the way.
They went stronger, and that's because Fort Recovery is a very physical basketball team.
Elbow on the left, it's Brandewey on the arc to Burning. Burning picked up 25 feet away by Cade Wendell, a 5'10 junior. Here's a ball thrown down inside to Tyler Siegel. He overshoots. Loose ball rebound in the paint. Scramble for it, and Fort Recovery comes out of there with it. Chuck, I mentioned that Kleiman was starting. In fact, it's Austin Siegel in the opening five for Fort Loramie. Missed shot, Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery attacks, baseline right. Jump shot hit the rim, bounced away, and it's touched last by the Indians. It goes out of bounds. Full court pressure by Fort Recovery, which starts Caleb Martin, 6'4", a senior. Micaiah Cox, 6'4", a senior. Cade Wendell, 5 feet, 10 inches tall at guard. Ryan Braun, 6'3½", junior forward. And Matt Benn, 5'10", guard out front. Here is Burning driving through the top of the key. Slides to the floor. No contact from a Fort Recovery player. And then eventually the ball is kicked by Fort Loramie. It will be Indians possession.
Got a score from Versailles at the end of one. The Tigers lead the Rusey Raiders 21-11.
Fort Recovery attired in the bright road purple. White numbers, white trim. Fort Loramie home white, red numbers outlined in black. On the arc, Ben, right corner. Hands to Wendell straight away, picked up by Dylan Braun. Outside the arc, near side, it's Ryan Braun, no relation for Fort Recovery. Ball thrown into the lane. Little six-footer straight on. Caleb Martin got the open look as he scissored off a screen, entered the paint, and got the short shot to fall. Fort Recovery on the board first, 2-0. Here's Austin Siegel to Tyler Siegel down low, then outside to Burning. Nick Brandewey between the circles starts the attack for the Redskins, who trail 2-0 after 2 minutes. Wendell picks up Brandewey at the elbow on the left. Fort Loramie goes opposite to Dylan Braun in the right corner. Now back out to Evan Burning. High screen from Austin Siegel, near side Brandewey. Ball zip cross court to Braun. Now to Austin Siegel, who dives through the paint. Cross-court pass deflected by Fort Recovery. Ball tipped ahead to Caleb Martin. He drives and overshoots. Good defense by Fort Loramie at the rim. Rebound down to Nick Brandewey. He bolts up ahead, leaves it for Braun behind him. Fort Loramie yet to score. Burning shot fake on the arc. Foul line. Hits Brandewey in the left corner. Austin Siegel out high. Fadeaway three by Dylan Braun. Count it. 3-2 Fort Loramie.
When he catches the ball and shoots in rhythm, he is a good, good shooter.
Took the Redskins nearly 3 minutes to drain a shot from the field. When Braun did, it was worth three. 3-2 Redskins, 5 minutes left, opening quarter. Head of the key, Matt Benn for Fort Recovery. He's got a little crease, drives down the lane, goes up hard against Austin Siegel, and banks it in with the left hand. Matt Benn on the shot for Fort Recovery. Six players in backcourt. Fort Recovery pressuring. 4-3 Indians. Redskins dribble down. Brandewey pressured by Ben out high. He's riding him. Foul call.
Matt Ben has first. Teams first. For Larvie substitution number 33, Eli Rosengarten.
Substitution Eli Rosengarten in now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Rosengarten, a 5'10 sophomore.
For Recovery substitution number 22, Jason Reisner.
Austin Siegel sits down. Jason Reisner, 5'10 senior guard. Travis Suter, 6 foot senior. And Peyton Judy, 6'3 sophomore, in now for Fort Recovery. Out back is Brandewey for Fort Loramie behind the screen. He lets one fly from 22 and swishes a long one. Two triples for the Redskins, who lead 6'4. 4:22 to go in the first. Deep in the right corner, Peyton Judy for Fort Recovery. Looks for the cutter, gives it up, gets it back, shoots at the elbow on the left, inside the three-point line, and buries it. A long two by Judy, 6-6 tie. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Burning dribbling up over the timeline again. Fort Recovery a little bit too aggressive, 40 feet from the basket, as Jason Reisner picks it up. Two team fouls and Fort Recovery, which last night against Marion Local was charged with 16 in the second half. Marion Local was only slapped with 6. Right side of the floor, it is Braun, straightaway Brandewey. Back to Dylan Braun. Now Brandewee, they play pitch and catch on the arc. Open man down inside, Tyler Siegel. Oh, what a good look. Brandewee found him. Boy, he pitched him a bullet chest high.
Yep.
And Siegel finished it off.
Nice diagonal pass that time, right down to the block.
Well done by Brandewee. 8-6 Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery's got the ball at the elbow on the right. Here's a cutter in the lane. Ball dished to Reasoner. Slapped away by Fort Loramie. Run out by Dylan Braun. Driving to the hole with the right hand. Angling to the left. He scored it. What a play by Dylan Braun. Here's Fort Recovery. Long 60-foot pass down the floor to Micaiah Cox. The 6'4 post player hooked it up. Missed it. No good. Rebound off Fort Loramie last. Out of bounds. 10-6 Redskins. 3:13 left. Opening quarter. Reasoner inbounding right of the rim. Lobs to Cox in the paint. Fade away, 12-footer short, but that's because he was tapped on the wrist as he released.
Fort Loramie foul, number 11, Nick Brandewee, his first, team's first.
3 minutes, 10 seconds to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie leads Fort Recovery 10-6. Again, Cody Gasson out. I'm sure that labrum injury suffered in football has acted up again. Free one by Micaiah Cox is good for Fort Recovery. 10-7, Fort Loramie leads, make it 10-8 as Cox drops in the second foul shot. We near the 3 minute mark, first quarter. Brandewee, rear side of the timeline, under pressure, goes to Burning, back to Brandewee. Brandewee 30 feet away, dribbles into the top of the key, hands off to Burning, back to Nick. Nick, just a ninth grader, showing a lot of poise. Gave it up to Braun, to Nick, baseline left to Burning. Burning shoots a pass below the rim, deep right corner, Braun, who jacks up another three, and you can count it. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie in Fort Recovery's half court. The official all over it, saying the Redskin player was on the stripe when he intercepted the ball. 13-8 in favor of Fort Loramie, 2:35 to go here in the first quarter of play. Dylan Braun, 37% on threes this year. He's taken in excess of 80. He's off to a hot start tonight. Here's Cox, baseline right. The big man for Fort Recovery deals it cross court into the corner. And Fort Loramie gets a fingertip on it and deflects it up into the fourth row. 2:22 left here in the opening period of play. 13-8 Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery with the basketball. It is Matt Benn. Handoff on the play to Caleb Martin, top of the key. Coming out to catch is Peyton Judy. High post. It goes to Benn. Fort Recovery now flipping the ball around on the three-point line. Here's Benn going left corner to Judy. Judy sizes up a three. Got a good look. It rattled out. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie over the shoulder foul. Fort Recovery.
Jason Reasoner, his second.
Minute 57 left in the opening period, 13-8 Fort Loramie. Jarrett Meyer set to check in now for the Redskins. Jarrett, a 5'10 junior. Nick Brandewee expended a lot of energy. He looked sharp in that first quarter for the Redskins. He's on the bench at the moment. Jarrett Meyer walks it up, bounce pass right side to Burning. Still not over the timeline. Back to Jarrett. He's across. Pulls up 25 feet away, double teamed. Fort Recovery claws at him. And steals it. Three-on-one break. Here's Peyton Judy. Low on the left to a teammate. Good shot fake by Travis Suter. He stayed on the floor, showed the ball. Redskins went past, and then Suter dropped it in off the window. 13-10, Fort Loramie up three. Minute 27, left first quarter. Burning strides down the right side. Cross-court pass to Rosengarten. He's wide open, and he hurls up a three. Long, no good. Weak side rebound, Fort Recovery. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. And here are the Indians throwing a pass into the post. Caleb Martin, 6'4 forward, caught it, turned, and looped in an 8-footer. 13-12, four straight by Fort Recovery. Redskins up one, 58 seconds to go. Another over-guarding foul against Fort Recovery, 35 feet from the basket. It goes against Matt Benn. He's a 12-point-a-game scorer, and he's picked up a couple of reckless fouls so far. Dylan Braun back on the hardwood for Fort Loramie. 13-12, Redskins up a point. Here's Burning at midcourt. Pitches a pass, high post to Austin Siegel, right wing Dylan Braun. Look out, he zeroes in again. Dylan Braun, a trifecta. 16-12 Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery down the floor in a hurry, trying to answer. It's Cade Wendell in the post. Good overplay, nicely done by Tyler Siegel. A deflection to Braun. Up ahead goes Dylan. His pass is poked out of bounds by Fort Recovery.
Four threes for the Redskins, three of them by Dylan Braun here in the first quarter.
And against Fairlawn, Chuck, it was difficult for Fort Loramie to get any kind of an opening.
Couldn't get a look.
No, to shoot it from long range. 25 feet away on the right, Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Under a half minute to go in the first quarter. Redskins lead by four, 16-12. Here's Burning at the timeline. He's holding it. Guarding him out there is Matt Benn, right side Braun. Down to 13, 12. Near side, Rosengarten skips in cross court to Braun behind the screen, doesn't shoot. Throws into the post to Burning. Burning fumbles. Ben comes out of there with it. He hastens up the floor. Fort Loramie trailing him, grabs, foul called, 4.2 left. Chuck, that might have been a pretty good foul. Fort Recovery was off and running on the break.
Yeah, it's going to be a layup, and that was only the first foul on Burning, so that's not a big deal.
Fort Recovery will inbound at midcourt. Cade Wendell will throw it in. Redskins need to tighten down their defense. Final 4.2 of the first quarter. 16-12, Redskins over the Indians. Far side, Wendell to trigger. He looks. He throws it into backcourt. That's good for Fort Loramie. Dribbling up ahead, Indians shooting 22-footer. Judy, he was challenged on the shot, left it way short. Good defensive effort by Fort Loramie. Last few seconds of the first quarter. And Fort Loramie's up four after one, 16-12 on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
So many thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Fort Recovery with the ball, down 16-12. We open play here in the second quarter. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Cox in the post, guarded by Tyler Siegel. He tries to go high-low, and it's poked up in the air by Fort Loramie, which comes out of there with it. Good defense by the Redskins on the interior. Here's Nick Brandowee at midcourt. Tight defense applied by Peyton Judy. Near side pass to Burning. Burning dribbles to the left elbow. On a weave to Rosengarten. Ball dropped off out high to Dylan Braun. Now Burning, deep left corner. To Braun. Redskins need to get Evan Burning going again. He was a consistent scorer early in the year. He's continued to assist teammates, but he's not quite getting the shots he got a few weeks back.
Well, Fort Recovery got out of the zone because they were getting burned with the three, so
yes.
Now it's time for Burning to go ahead and try to get in the middle of this man-to-man.
Yeah, Fort Recovery, a traditional zone team, has got to leave it. As Chuck noted, outstanding three-point shooting by Fort Loramie in the first quarter. Here's Siegel, baseline right, out back to Brandowee. Nobody guards him real closely, and he lips the rim on a three-pointer. The rebound down to Fort Recovery. Tough break for Nick on that shot. It was dead center. 16-12 Redskins, 6:42 to go, second quarter. With the ball, Fort Recovery. Far wing, it's Travis Suter. Now to Peyton Judy, on a weave to Caleb Martin. Foul line J, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound Tyler Siegel, Fort Loramie. Out ahead to Braun. J chest pass, far side of the floor to Vernon. He gave it up, got it back. Here's Evan going to work, driving into the lane, trying to create. He does so, attracts a two-shot foul.
He shoots a lot of free throws, and that's the reason.
Fort Laramie's free throw shooting, just a little over 60%. It was higher than that first few weeks of the season. It's dropped way off. Burning Ames makes it. 17-12 Redskins. Second free throw upcoming. Jackson Center boys lead New Bremen tonight, 21-19 at the half. And as Chuck noted, Versailles by 8 over Rushi, 34-26 at intermission. Both free throws by Burning are right on target. 18-12, Redskins have their biggest lead, 6. Here's Peyton Judy going cross court to Travis Sutter. On top to Judy, coming out to catch is the post player, Micaiah Cox. Hand off to Sutter at the elbow on the right. Down low for Caleb Martin, the 6'4 wing player, posting up, catches, turns, and swivels in a right-hand half hook. Nice job by Martin, who's got a couple field goals. 18-14, Fort Laramie leads. Here's Braun in backcourt. He is guarded closely, handcuffed on the play by Judy, who almost fouled him, nearly took it away. Fort Laramie gets a timeout. Up by 4 are the Redskins, 5:42 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This Fort recovery team, Chuck, likes to zone, had to leave the zone, as you so noted, because Fort Laramie burned the Indians on three-point shooting. Fort Recovery will pressure three-quarter court style about every single possession by the other club. It has resulted in a few unnecessary fouls so far. Redskins have handled it pretty well, have not turned it over much at all. Brandewey on the arc, inside to Burning. Burning posting up, half hook, seven-footer, bounced around, came off. Rebound down to Fort Recovery. Here's Caleb Wendell, 25 feet away, or I should say Cade Wendell. Out back to the three-point shooter. Cox, the 6'4 postman, stepped to the head of the key, misfired, no good. What a rebound by Martin on the interior. He sticks it in, and he goes down underneath the basket. Does Caleb Martin of Fort Recovery. He scored the field goal, his third of the game. Terrific work on the offensive glass by Martin, who may have stoved a foot, perhaps a slight ankle twist. And he's going to have to limp to the sideline. 18-16, Fort Laramie up 2. 5:03 left to go here in the second quarter of play.
Well, Martin had 8 points of their 16, so that's going to hurt him a little bit if he can't come back out there.
You're so right, Chuck. He'd been hot here at the start. Goffney Furniture in Sydney offers high-quality furniture priced just right for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even greater savings. Take advantage of coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Well, on the ensuing possession, after Martin went down, Dylan Braun missed a long three-pointer for Fort Laramie. And then the Redskins knocked the ball out of bounds on this Fort recovery possession. Four straight points by the Indians, who've closed within two, 18-16, 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Ball lobbed into Cox. He's got a nice look. Soft seven-footer with the left hand. Dances off the ring. Rebounding foul, Fort recovery. And Fort Laramie's in the 1-1 the rest of this first half. 4:39 to go in the second quarter. That was the sixth team foul on the Indians. Here comes Evan Burning racing down the left side. He's doubled. Goes to Austin Siegel at the elbow. Back to Evan on the arc. Deep left corner, three by Rosengarten. Sizes it up, long range. It bounced off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell, head of the key. Near side pass goes to teammate Ryan Braun. Deep left corner, Judy, trying to enter to Cox. Good anticipation by Rosengarten, who swipes it. And then Fort Recovery punches it out of bounds. 4:05 to go in the second quarter, 18-16 game. Fort Loramie leads by two. Redskins have not notched points in 2 minutes. Braun and Burning play pitch and catch across the floor. Comes right back from Braun to Burning near side. Right back to Braun, 25 feet out. Burning between the rings, motions. Wendell tracks him. Near side pass to Rosengarten. Fort Loramie's offense way out high. Burning starts to drive, pulls up, elbow on the right. Now Rosengarten head of the key. Burning right wing, baseline right, Dylan Braun in the short corner. Back to Burning. He's wide open, three-point land, airballed it. Rebound saved inbounds by Rosengarten, but right to a Fort Recovery player. Up the court, Judy. He spots up, tries to light it up from three-point land. Too hard. Rebound pinballed around. Dylan Braun snakes his way down the floor for Fort Loramie. Spin move in the lane. Good wraparound pass to Tyler Siegel. Outstanding late block by Cox of Fort Recovery. And the rebound attempt eventually by the Redskins is lost. Goes out of bounds. Indians have it. Real good defense at the end of that play by Cox of Fort Recovery. And let's see what we have. A timeout called. No, a substitution entered by Fort Loramie during that last dead ball. Nathan Ratterman checks in for the Redskins. Nathan on the floor for Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded by Fort Recovery. Nathan, a 6'1 sophomore. Good inbounds play. Low on the left, it's Judy. Off balance, couldn't roll it in, but he was undercut. He's got two free throws coming, I think. Four team fouls in Fort Loramie. Couple free ones here for Peyton Judy of Fort Recovery.
Well, the offense has really become sluggish here. That was only the fifth point of the quarter for Fort Recovery, and Loramie's got two free throws.
Redskins without a field goal here in quarter number two. First foul shot by Judy, good. Second one was missed, wouldn't have counted anyway. Lane violation, Indians. 18-17, Fort Loramie still leads by one without a field goal, though, in quarter number two. Right, Chuck?
They got two free throws, that's it.
Here's Braun, cross court to Burning. Burning slashes, head of the key. Braun right side, jumping, shooting behind the arc. It hit the rim, fell right into the lap of a Fort Recovery rebounder. Outlet to Cox, to Judy. Judy left flank, pulls up, misses it hard. Tug of war for the rebound in the right corner. Ratterman and Wendell. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Yeah, Fort Loramie's offense has become stagnant here in the second quarter. Fort Recovery's D has something to do with it. This three-quarter court pressure has slowed Fort Loramie down. Braun, Burning. Here's a pass rifle down low to Rosengarten. Tries to shoot the reverse shot. It's crammed out of bounds. Good play by Cox. Fine effort by him for Fort Recovery. All the way down to 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, I figured 50 points would probably win this game, and it looks like that's going to be the case.
If we get the 50.
It's turned into a low-scoring tilt after a good start scoring-wise. Inbounds pass by Tyler Siegel, deflected before recovery. Caught by Austin in the lane. Loops it up off the rim, no good. It's taken away by Fort Recovery. Here comes Wendell down the floor. Lob down inside to Cox. Good ball fake. Can't get the left-handed shot to roll in. He's bumped, and he's awarded two. This was a 16-12 game after the first 8 minutes. The offenses have stagnated here in quarter number two. Foul shot by Cox rolls out. It's still 18-17, Fort Loramie.
A little different pace than the game we had last night with Sidney and Trotwood.
Indeed. A whole lot different. That shot by Cox is on the money. We're tied up at 18. Six straight points by Fort Recovery. Backcourt, Dylan Braun, near side, Evan Burning. Burning romps, top of the key, along the left side of the lane, all the way to the rack, and he spins it in with the left hand. Great drive by Evan Burning. Two-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Judy countering for Fort Recovery. Into the paint, a little looper, hit the rim, backboard no good. Outstanding rebound by Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Braun, two-on-one break. Braun heaves it right corner for Nathan Ratterman. He's not there. It's into the stands, out of bounds. It looked like Fort Loramie had an excellent chance there. Had a number advantage. Fort Recovery recovered fast. 2018 Fort Loramie. Near wing outside the arc, Judy. The good three-point shooter, Matt Benn, on the bench for Fort Recovery with two fouls. Judy catches on top, goes to Wendell. Picked up by Braun. Wendell starts to drive. Pulls up at the elbow. Loops it back out on top to a teammate. Handled by Ryan Braun of Fort Recovery. Now to Wendell, who came off a screen at the foul line. Couldn't get the look. And with 1 minute to go in the second quarter, Fort Recovery restarts the attack. Ball fed right corner, Ryan Braun. Swings it on top to Wendell. Cox comes out to set a screen, then he gets the pass. Cox a lefty, fakes right, goes left, starts a drive against Tyler Siegel. Here's a three-pointer gunned up from way downtown, but Travis Suter, it hits the flange, skies all the way up on top of the glass to the clock up there. That certainly wasn't the kind of possession or shot that head coach Guggenbiller wanted.
You can get that shot anytime you want.
40.8 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt, it's Braun and Burning. They've been doing a lot of pitching and catching tonight. Deep in the left corner, Rosengarten back to Burning. 28 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up two. 2018. Burning holds the ball, being checked by Suter of Fort Recovery. Right side pass to Burning. Ball high overhead. Evan walks it to the near side with 11 to play. He tries to stretch the defense all the way out near the timeline. Gets a screen from Dylan Braun. Motors to the right. Evan Burning pulls up foul line. Down low to Tyler Siegel, who dunks it. Oh, what a great play. And that ends the first half. Woo! Wow. A flush by Tyler Siegel. A phenomenal dish off on the play of Evan Burning. Boy, Evan, with 8-9 seconds to go or so, was dribbling the ball out near the timeline. He was on a mission, though, when he started to cut to the basket, and he dribbled past two Fort Recovery players, knifed his way into the paint, and flipped the ball off to Tyler Siegel, and he was waiting, open arms, low on the right, and he dunked it down. And Fort Loramie's got a four-point lead here at the half, 22-18 Redskins over the Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack and Chuck back here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Fort Recovery 22-18 at the half. That's right, that's the score. Only 40 points scored between the two. Fort Recovery likes to zone, three-quarter court press, and slow you down. It was just in the last 10 days that Fort Recovery held Versailles to 55, did lose by 7. Fort Recovery has held Fort Loramie to 22, but the Redskins have played good defense on Fort Recovery. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, after a 16-12 start to the game in the first quarter, both teams only scored 6 points in the second quarter. 9-8 rebounding advantage for Fort Recovery. 2-1 rebounding advantage in the offensive boards for the Redskins. Both teams have valued the basketball. 5 turnovers for Loramie, 4 for Fort Recovery. Loramie went to the free throw line twice, made them both. Fort Recovery went 6 times, made 4 individual scoring. Caleb Martin, who left the game in the second quarter with an ankle twist, has 8 points. Then they got 3 from Judy, 3 from Cox, 2 from Sutter, and 2 from Finn. They scored 12 and 6, 18. On the other side, Dylan Braun had 11 all in the first quarter. Then they scored. They had 4 from Burning and 4 from Tyler Siegel and 3 from Nick Brandaway. They scored 16 and 6. They lead it 22-18 at the half.
Although the Redskins' offense has suffered a little bit in recent weeks, the defense remains very, very tight, strong. Again here tonight, Fort Recovery being limited to 18 points in the first half. We may not see Caleb Martin the rest of the way. I'm sure Matt Benn will be back. He's a very good three-point shooter. He did get slapped with a couple fouls early, sat most of that second quarter. I'm sure he will be back on the hardwood in the third. Cody Gasson out tonight for Fort Loramie, arm in a sling. No doubt it's at least a minor recurrence of that labrum tear he suffered during the football season. I don't think it was a major tear, but when it becomes unstable, boy, it can be nagging.
Well, I've never had a shoulder problem. You have, so you know what you're talking about.
Yep.
But, you know, he's a great defensive player, and he'll score for you too.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully he's not going to be out very long. And for Caleb Martin, I saw them. They retaped an ankle down there on the bench. So we'll see if he's able to go in the second half or not.
Outstanding football quarterback for Fort Recovery, who pumped in 8 points in the first half for the Indians before getting hurt. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie leads by 4, 22-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that if you are a veteran or your surviving spouse is one, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, 937-498-7282. Veterans, surviving spouses, if you know of a veteran, get in touch with your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Know your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, located in Fort Loramie. along with M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And in Fort Loramie as well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. 22-18, Fort Loramie leads Fort Recovery, about 2.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight, we highlight Fort Loramie cheerleader Emily Austin, a sophomore, a perfect 4.0 GPA student at Fort Loramie. She is the daughter of Jamie and Barb, active in student council, history club, volleyball, plays the trumpet in the band, Spanish club, and she serves Mass at church. Not sure what college she'll attend. She's got a lot of time to think about that. She's just a 10th grader. She might like to pursue the medical field. Under the spotlight tonight of LaCal Equipment is Emily Austin, sophomore cheerleader at Fort Loramie. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A very worthy presentation took place before the varsity game here tonight. The 2016 Boys Division III State Championship cross-country team at Fort Loramie was recognized. Head coach Dennis Pringer, assistants John Holland, Kristen Heitkamp, and Katie Eilerman, and state team members Jordan Dreese, Alan Holdheide, Nick Plyman, Joe Ballas, Tom Ballas, Colin Luthman, Gavin Schulte, Jake Wraithman, and Noah Siegel. Congratulations to the Fort Loramie boys, Division III cross-country state champs in 2016. Well-deserved. Fort Loramie with the ball, outset of play, second half, Redskins up 4, 22-18. Dylan Braun, Evan Burning, Nick Randowee, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel on the court, starting half number 2. Here's Tyler on the post, now to Randowee, high right. Oh, good pass, a bullet, like a laser, hit Austin Siegel low on the left. Boy, that ball went right by the ears of two Fort Recovery players. Austin caught it and scored.
I don't know how it got through there, and I'll tell you, give Siegel credit, because it's hard to catch a ball that's coming at you like that.
Yeah, almost blinded by defenders' heads, ears, hands, shoulders. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 24-18. Fort Recovery with the ball, deep left side of the court. It's handed off on the play to Wendell, outside the arc to Ben. Sort of a set shot by him. Didn't leave the floor, rimmed it out to the left. Rebound comes down to Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. This Ben, on less than 30 field goal tries from behind the arc this year, shoots at 67%. Here's an offensive hooking foul called against Fort Loramie out near the timeline. Fans didn't like it, Chuck. It was one of those 50-50 calls. Was really an advantage gained by the offensive player there?
Well, if he knocked him down and he did initiate the contact, then yeah. But I couldn't tell. It was far away.
Minute and a half gone here in quarter number 3. 24-18, Fort Loramie leads. Ben, left side for Fort Recovery to Wendell. Feeds on top to Jason Reisner. Here's a baseline, Jay, pumped up there by Ryan Braun, a Fort Recovery. It rattles, pops out, and Fort Loramie gets the rebound. A break for the Redskins. That shot was down in, wouldn't stick. Braun to Tyler Siegel, mid-post, works hard around the defensive man, Trevor Vaughn, a 6'5 junior forward who's in now for Fort Recovery, and Tyler Siegel with a good, strong, formidable post-up move, draws the contact from Vaughn as Siegel was releasing the ball, and he's got two free throws here. Too hard off the back iron. Well, Fort Recovery's played a lot of young men in this game. Trevor Vaughn, 6'5", has entered.
I don't see Caleb Martin out there at all. I mean, not on the floor, but he's not on the bench either. So,
free throw, Tyler Siegel. First one missed. Second one pinballed around in the iron and stayed there. 25-18 on the made foul shot by Tyler Siegel. Outside the arc in the right, Wendell. Left corner handoff to Reisner. Foul line to Ryan Braun. Ball tossed in the air into the right corner. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it and tags that one out of bounds. Fort Recovery yet to score here in the second half. 25-18, Fort Loramie's widened the four-point halftime lead out to seven. Left side, Reisner. Foul line extended left, Braun. Goes cross-court to Wendell. Pull-up Jay from 10, deflected, and Fort Loramie's got it. Is that Tyler Siegel? Got a fingertip on that, Chuck?
Yep.
Here's Dylan Braun out of the left corner. Doesn't shoot. Skips it cross court to Nathan Plyman deep in the right corner.
That's Ratterman.
I'm sorry, Nathan Ratterman. My mistake. It's not Plyman. Haven't seen Plyman so far tonight. Here is Austin Siegel trying to deliver a pass from the right corner to the top of the key. It's stolen on the play by Fort Recovery and a race down the floor by Matt Benn. An easy layup at the other end. 25-20, Fort Recovery within five. Here's Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie, ill-advised pass all the way down the floor into the corner. Broken up by Fort Recovery, a lot of contact on the play. Ryan Braun knocked down Tyler Siegel, accidentally stepped on him. Two team fouls on Fort Recovery, and Fort Loramie will throw in baseline right. We've seen a lot of Nathan Ratterman in this game for Fort Loramie. A lot of Nate Brandewee as well. Here's Fort Loramie below the basket, putting the ball in play, throwing it all the way to the other end into backcourt. It's tracked down by Burning. Near side to Nathan Ratterman, 6'1 sophomore. 6-foot freshman Nick Brandewee has seen a lot of playing time. Very young Fort Loramie Varsity Club. Most everybody will return next year. Here's Fort Recovery trapping near the timeline. Burning's got it. Whistles will pass to Siegel. Right wing, it goes to Ratterman. Long range, doesn't shoot. Ball skipped far side to Dylan Braun. He's got a pretty good look. In and out, no good. Three-pointer wouldn't stay. Offensive rebound, though, tipped all around. Fort Loramie garners it and resets the attack. Left side of the floor, Dylan Braun crowds his way baseline. Here's a right corner jump shot, three-point land, yes! Oh, that's a big goal. Nathan Ratterman potted one. Dylan Braun made a nifty baseline throw. He drove, got beneath the rim. It was congested, and he delivered the ball on the money to Ratterman. He finished it off with a three. Biggest lead of the game, 8. 28-20, timeout called. 4 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary
primary eye care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Fort Recovery's got some ground to cover. Fort Loramie has pushed out to an 8-point lead, 28-20. Super three-point shooting tonight by the Redskins, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they had four in the first quarter, and then that one by Ratterman, that gives them five for the game.
Outside the arc, 25 feet away, ball handled by Fort Recovery's Peyton Judy. Judy goes to Ben. Boy, you can't let him out of your sight. He'll drain him from three-point land for the Indians. Here is Wendell, deep left corner. Cox, foul line, turns. Boy, pivots, and both feet just swirled right around, Chuck. He clearly walked, no call. He gets it back, does it again, leans in against Tyler Siegel, goes baseline left to Wendell, looked like he took steps. Ball thrown across the bottom of the key to a teammate, Judy. His shot is short. Siegel might have touched it. Comes down to Fort Loramie. Look at Evan Burning go all the way down, motoring into the lane. No good, but Tyler Siegel gets the offensive stick back. And Fort Loramie's up 10, 30-20.
With his pace, that's a big lead.
Yes, 2:56 to go in the third. And Fort Recovery has not shown the propensity to score quickly on possessions. Here's Ryan Braun from the left corner. Took the pass, drove toward the lane, pulled up and sinks an 8-footer. Ryan Braun giving Fort Recovery a lift off the bench. 30-22 Fort Loramie. Here comes Jarrett Meyer down the floor in a hurry. Dishes far left side to Ratterman, who's made a big three in this period. Nathan Ratterman on the arc. Goes baseline left to Burning. Boy, he's got a crack. Goes all the way to the rim. Scoring, and he's fouled. Boy, Burning saw an opening. He took advantage. Like a flash, he went to the basket.
He's got a very, very quick first step.
32-22 Fort Loramie with 2:19 to go here in the third quarter.
If you don't close out on him in a good defensive position, he's going to go around you every time.
Exactly. Now you've got to get down low, get your feet spread apart, and keep Evan Burning from gliding around you because, boy, when he gets a half a step, he's gone. Free throw, though, short. Rebound, Fort Recovery. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Dribble drive, Ryan Braun. Very awkward shot. No, it's Peyton Judy inside the foul line. He banked it down. My goodness.
The backboard got in the way is what happened.
Don't think the Fort Recovery player meant to use the window, but he did. And that smacked the glass and went right in. 32-24. Fort Loramie's lead is 8. Minute 45 left to go in the third quarter. Nathan Ratterman on the arc. Goes left corner Dylan Braun, and he's being ridden with the left hand by the defender. Foul called in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery foul number 12.
Going to be important with the lead, Chuck, to get to the bonus before the opponent. 4 team fouls in Fort Recovery in this half. Fort Loramie up 8. Minute 38 to go. What a fine inbounds play. Ball lobbed to Dylan Braun in the paint. Went up, caught it, laid it up off the glass. It bounced around and came off. Tough break. Rebound down to Fort Recovery. Here is Judy, 20 feet out. Throws to Travis Suter, back to Judy. Deep right corner, nice pass down inside to Cox. Good defense by Tyler Siegel. Shot's no good, weak side rebound, yes. Travis Suter gets it for Fort Recovery. 32-26. Redskins lead is 6. A minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Evan Burning. Burning hard down the floor. Look at him go. Late pass to Dylan Braun. Shot fake, then he lays it through. Evan Burning navigating the lane. Made it happen. Bowen, Evan Burning gets his mind made up. You can't slow him down. Shot fake by Fort Recovery. Good move at the foul line by Travis Suter. One dribble, a step, he flips it in.
I'm going to disagree. He double dribbled.
I thought he did too.
the move he made after he double dribbled was a good one.
Well, I thought Fort Recovery's committed a few violations down here to our left in the third quarter. Two or three travels, none of them called. Officiating a bit lax at the moment. 34-28. Fort Loramie up 6. 20 seconds left in the third. Looks like Micaiah Cox is on a swivel when he gets the ball at the post, Chuck.
Yeah, he does tend to move his feet a little bit.
Here's Burning, left corner. throws to Jarrett Meyer. He fakes right, goes left. Herky-jerky move. That travel is called, and it is a good decision by the referee. 11 seconds to go, third quarter. It would behoove Fort Loramie to shut Fort Recovery down on this final offensive chance for the Indians at the end of the third period. 34-28 Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel back on the floor for defensive purposes. Tyler, Austin, Nathan Ratterman on the court. Meyer and Burning out front, guarding Ben, who crosses the timeline. 6 seconds to go. Ben gives it off left corner. Suter, shot fake, enters the lane, running one-hander, hit the flange, no good. Good idea, but Fort Recovery. The shot by Suter caromed off the iron, and Fort Loramie dodges a bullet at the tail end of the third quarter. Redskins 34, Fort Recovery 28 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Barker Insurance has served the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 for multiple years now. It's the most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Here's Fort Recovery starting the fourth quarter with the ball. Baseline right, back to the basket, Cox. Awkward left-hand hook in the lane. Good defense by Tyler Siegel. Might have altered that pivot move. It came off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins defense, 7-8 feet from the basket, has been very strong tonight, stubborn. Fort Recovery has not gotten clean looks inside.
Just got a score from Versailles. It's 53-all with 8.5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Wow. What a heck of a game at Versailles. Here's a deep three, Dylan Braun, right corner, Jay. Swish! Dylan Braun on the money. And now Fort Loramie has moved the six-point advantage out to 9, 37-28. 6:42 left. Here's a collision at the top of the circle, but I think that Wendell, who received the pass for Fort Recovery, might have taken steps. He was bumped clearly, but he shuffled just a little bit beforehand. That's a big turnover as Fort Loramie has possession up 9, 6.5 to go in the game. Behind the back on the dribble, Nick Brandewee timeline. On a weave to Burning. Here's Austin Siegel. Out high, Tyler Siegel, left side Braun, deep left corner Burning. Oh, look at that fake. A late shovel to Tyler. Oh, an outstanding feed. Evan Burning, pass after pass after pass. 39-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. You think Tyler Siegel should take Evan Burning out to dinner?
He's been feeding him all night. He owes him one.
Uh-huh. 6 minutes left in the game. Fort Recovery's got the ball deep right corner. Ben gives it up, then gets it back. Ball kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Fort Recovery substitute.
Chuck, last score we had in the fourth quarter, New Bremen and Jackson Center were tied.
Wow, two really close games,
yes,
in the league.
Yeah, Rushi giving Versailles all at once. That game could go overtime at Versailles. Foul line, Cox, shot fake. Left corner three ball by Fort Recovery. It is missed by Ryan Braun, hit the back iron. Rebound ricocheted out to Fort Loramie's Nick Brandewee to Evan Burning. Back to Brandewee, dropped it, fed it to Austin Siegel, up ahead to Burning. Redskins in business now, ahead by 11, 39-28, 5.5 to go. Four team fouls and Fort Recovery. Here's Braun, center circle. Left side, Brandewey, back to Dillon. Dillon dribbles to the right. Two players wearing purple shirts shade him. Here's a good pass. Tyler Siegel down low in the left to Burning. Doesn't shoot. Out back to Braun. Braun lets one fly. He was belted as he delivered the three ball, and he will be given three free throws. It was a stagnant second quarter offensively for both teams, and Fort Recovery's offense, Chuck, here in the second half, has been shut down.
Well, they scored 10 points.
Dillon Braun rolls in the first of three free throws to make it 40-28 Fort Loraman. Going to see Nate Plyman for the first time. He's at the scorer's table. Dillon Braun rims that foul shot. 40-28 in favor of Fort Loraman. Second free throw here for Dillon. Half a dozen dribbles, spins the ball in his hands. One more dribble, and he hits it. Two of three for Dillon Braun at the stripe there. 41-28 Redskins. 5:09 to go in the game. Deep right corner, it's Judy on top to Ryan Braun for Fort Recovery. Baseline left to Matt Benn. Back out to Ryan Braun, coming out to catch his Cox at the high post. Got a Wendell in the right corner. He throws to no one in the post area. The ball rolls right to a Fort Loraman player. Here's Burning, ripping his way into the right corner. Long out back pitch to Nick Brandewey, who catches. Nick's got it, loops it to Braun, left side of the floor. Plyman mid post, down low to Siegel. Siegel smacked from the backside, but Ben as he went up strong. Two free throws for Tyler. Well, Fort Loraman spreading. Fort Recovery out now. Fort Loraman has done an excellent job all year long sharing the ball, Chuck, tonight. No exception whatsoever.
No, they do a great job of passing the basketball.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel hits the back rim twice, no good.
Got a final from Versailles. Versailles 55, Rushi 54.
Wow.
Heck of a game by the Raiders.
In regulation.
In regulation.
Yep. Well, that effort by Rushi will make it really difficult, I think, for somebody to unseat Rushi for the one seed in the Piqua Boys sectional, unless Fairlawn pulls a surprise at Rushi in early February.
Now, that's going to be tough. I think that Fairlawn's playing as well as anybody in the area, but that's a tough gym to win in.
Yes, it is. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery with the ball in the left corner. Fort Loraman knocked it out of bounds. Then Fort Recovery throws onto the arc, and it's caught by Peyton Judy. He dashes down the lane, flips it up with the left hand on the dead run. It bounced off, and Fort Loraman's got the rebound and a 13-point lead, 4 minutes left. That looked like a violation on Fort Loraman.
It was not
called. Baseline right, Tyler Siegel. Out back to Nick Brandewey. Shot fake, Burning straight away. 16 fouls in Fort Recovery. Next one, bonus situation for Fort Loraman. Here's Burning. He enters the paint, and he sees an opening, dashes in there, was going to flip it off to Tyler Austin Siegel, and then Burning took a spill. He was clipped on the play. Two free throws for Burning. And now Fort Recovery, Chuck, in a world of hurt, 17 fouls, and down by 13 under four to play.
I don't know if they can score enough to come back in the game, even if they get a bunch of stops.
Free throw Burning in the air, swish. 42-28 in favor of Fort Loraman. Understand that Versailles nipped Rushi by a point. 1 point. Got a new Bremen-Jackson Center update. Jackson Center has edged New Bremen 40-38 in overtime. And in regulation, Versailles by one over Rushi. Here's Ryan Braun deep in the left corner. Tries to shoot. Ball batted by Fort Loraman. Then the leather is pinballed all around. Goes out of bounds in the right corner of the floor. Evan Burning, Chuck, on his free throws down here. What, made one, missed one?
Made the first and missed the second one.
That took the lead from 13-14, 42-28, 3:32 left to go here in the fourth quarter. What a valiant effort tonight by Rushi at Versailles.
Well, they trail. I mean, at every quarter, they were down 10, 8, and 8.
Yep.
So to come back and only lose by a point, yeah, that's a good comeback.
Sure is.
I'll get the lowdown from Coach Leffel tonight when I get home and talk to him.
Foul at midcourt in Fort Recovery. Fort Loramie had the ball. A double team, a triple team came, and the Indians slapped down, and Evan Burning strolls to the stripe, 1-1, with Fort Loramie up 14. It's been a dismal second half offensively for Fort Recovery.
Well, they lost Caleb Martin, who had eight in the first half. I mean, he's back on the bench. He looks like he's going to be okay, but he's still a little hobbled, so they're not going to take a chance of sticking him out there.
And he was certainly the Indians' firepower in the first two quarters.
No doubt.
Timeout called, over three to go, 42-28 fourth quarter, Fort Loramie over Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So much gratitude tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Burning makes the first free throw, second one around and out to the left. 15-point lead, Fort Loramie, 3:20 left to go in this game. Deep in the right corner, Judy's got it for Fort Recovery. Dishes near side to Ryan Braun. He hoists up a three, short, off the rim. Rebound Evan Burning in the lane. Backcourt to Braun. Braun streaks up the left side. Judy cut him off. Could have been called for a foul. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 3 minutes left here in the fourth. And we'll let you know that we are also on the air tonight thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. These Rushi sponsors, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, and Primary Eye Care Associates. Locations in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Well, as we return to action, Fort Loramie trying to milk the clock, tossing it around. The Redskins lose the basketball and foul in their effort to get it back, and Fort Recovery will throw it inbounds. Fort Loramie Chucks played this entire half. That's just foul number two.
That's what that home cooking.
43-28, Redskins, 2:41 to go here in the fourth. Here's a drive into the lane by Ryan Braun of Fort Recovery. It rims out, no good. He gets the rebound. His short follow is up and in. And Fort Recovery gets a timeout. 2:36 left to go here in the game. Redskins 43, Fort Recovery 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Final 2:36 of this one. Interleague matchup, Fort Recovery from the Midwest Athletic Conference, Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League. Redskins lead by 13, 43-30. And we've got a man shaken up for the Fort Loramie Redskins. It's Evan Burning, who's gripping his right shoulder.
And not moving his arm very well. He's going to have to come out.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hope it's not a subluxation.
Wow, that's it.
Hope not. Hope not. He sits down with Doc Weichel at the end of the bench. You would hope it's just a bruise that he took an elbow to the shoulder, but it looks like it may have subluxed on him the way he was grimacing and holding that right shoulder. Tough break for Burning and Fort Loramie. 1-on-1 situation here for Nathan Ratterman after a foul before recovery. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Indians, who dribble down into the top of the key, then throw it to Judy on the arc, and he drills a three-pointer in Fort Recovery, gets another timeout as Fort Loramie's lead shrinks to 10. 43-33. It's been as much as 15. Indians within 10, still not over. 2:21 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, with 2:16 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Fort Loramie inbounds, and the Redskins race down the left side of the floor in the person of Nick Brandewey and a purple shirt chasing him fouls. And Nick goes to the line, double bonus, with the Redskins up but 10, 43-33. Foul shot, but Nick is good, 44-33.
Best news of all is that Burning looks like he's going to be okay.
Yes. Yeah, Evan Burning was going through some shoulder stabilization exercises down to the end of the bench, and it looked like he had complete flexibility. There were no hiccups. And, in fact, he's up near the coaching staff now on this end of the bench and wants to come back in. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. Here's a dribble drive by Wendell. Baseline left for Fort Recovery. Check by Jarrett Meyer. Defensive foul on him. Both Cody Gasson out, Chuck, in a sling. Certainly not available tonight. Maybe not for a couple more games at least. You don't want to lose another one of your starting five.
No, no, you don't want to. You don't want one of your playmakers to drop.
Ryan Braun inbounds, out back to Judy. Judy lines up a three, and rattles, comes out. Rebound Tyler Siegel, foul Fort Recovery. And the foul fest will continue here, the last 1:54, with Fort Loramie leading by 11, 44-33.
Fort Recovery foul number 34, Makai Cox.
Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer down to the far end of the Fort Loramie bench ran Evan Burning through some exercises, and it looked positive from here. Yeah, he may have stove the shoulder, gotten an elbow to it, a stinger right on top, and he shook it off. It looked like he had good stability. Wasn't sure at first. That's a good sign. Well, Fort Loramie doesn't cash in on two free throws, and Judy comes right back for Fort Recovery, gets a screen in the right corner, and he zeroes in from three-point land to lift Fort Recovery to within 8, 44-36. My goodness, Fort Loramie letting this slip away. Still up 8, though, with a minute 45 to go in the fourth.
Well, they're 5 of 13 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter, and two of those misses were the front end of the 1-1. This game could be over, and we could be on the bus.
Exactly. Yeah, you missed 2 1-and-1s. That's 4 points, possibly, left out on the floor. And that's been Fort Loramie's Achilles heel. Great start to the season, shooting free throws. 70%, maybe a little better than that, the first 4 weeks. Now only 60% shooting fouls on the year. And in recent games, the Redskins have suffered and had a few where they've shot 50% or less. And when you're trading missed 1-and-1 for three-pointers at the other end, that lead can evaporate in a hurry.
Well, they're 8 of 18 now for the game.
Yep, that's below 50-50. It's been a problem for Fort Loramie here in the second half of the season, foul shooting. Evan Burning is on the court. Boy, that is a terrific sign. Ball inbounded up the left side to Brandewee. Brandewee to the center stripe, over it, hounded by two men, foul called. Minute 39 to go in the fourth quarter. Nick Brandewee at the stripe, two free throws coming. Redskins will have to make a few here in the last 1 minute plus to get above 50% for the game. Shot by Brandewee in. He calmly swished it. And Chuck, it's not like it's been any one player. The whole team shot them well the first several weeks. Everybody's fallen off as a unit. Brandewee short of number two, made one, missed one. 9-point game, a minute 37 to go in the contest. Dribble drive down the lane. Fort recovery, ball coughed up momentarily by Jason Reisner. There's a body on the floor, another body down. Both Brandewee and Meyer, what was called? Out of bounds to Fort recovery, foul. Fort Loramie's Burning. Minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. 45-36 Fort Loramie. Inbounding Reisner in the corner of the floor. Lobs it out back to Judy. Judy picked up by Meyer. Feeds baseline left to Wendell. He's congested there a little bit, but two defenders. Little jumper, 10-footer short. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. It's ruled a held ball. Fort recovery keeps it.
Wow.
Minute 20 to go. 45-36 Fort Loramie. Redskins unable to put this one away for good. Reisner inbounding to Judy, top of the key. Here's Judy, shot fake. Then he lets one go. Good! My goodness gracious.
He's got three of them here in the fourth quarter.
Peyton Judy, unorthodox delivery. Good defense by Braun. The lead down to six. And we've got Dylan Braun double dribbling as he hurries up into the forecourt. Man on his heels, could have been called a violation. Redskins get a break, it's a foul, and Dylan Braun's got two free ones. Brandewee coming back in for defensive purposes.
He might have got bumped, but if he double dribbled before they blew the whistle for the foul.
Dylan Braun connects at the stripe. The lead had gone all the way down to six, 45-39, after the incredible make behind the arc by Judy. First free throw, Braun is in. Lead is seven. Second one, bouncing in. First time in a while, Fort Loramie's at two straight at the stripe. It's back to eight, a minute to go. Dribbling right corner. It is Braun. Braun hands off to a teammate. Hands off to Reisner. It's Reisner shoveling from about 10 feet away. Didn't have a chance to make it, but he attracted contact on the wrist. Boy, that clock is ticking off seconds ever so slowly.
Longest 3 minutes that I think I've sat through in a while.
Free throw Reisner, no good. That's a break for Fort Loramie.
That's Judy.
I'm sorry, Judy is the young man at the stripe. 12, not 22. 47-39, Fort Loramie up eight. Now it's seven on the make by Judy. Still over 50 seconds to play. Ball inbounded to Burning at midcourt. Pretty sticky defense applied there by Braun of Fort Recovery. He nearly got the steal. Burning's at the free throw line. 52.6 to go in the fourth quarter. Still nearly a minute. And Fort Loramie's not out of the woods yet. Evan Burning, who was shaken up a few minutes ago, it was his right shoulder. Looks good and healthy right now. In fact, he shot that free throw too hard. 47-40, Fort Loramie up seven. Second foul shot, Evan Burning spins the ball in his hands. It's away, in. 48-40 Fort Loramie. Here's a long pass down the floor by Fort Recovery in the right corner, deflected out of play by Tyler Siegel. Fort Recovery went with a home run ball. 47.4 to go. Fort Loramie up 8. Inbounding is Reisner, far side, looking for Judy. Lobs to Cox in the corner. It's hoisted cross court to Braun, and Braun jacks up a 3, bounced out, no good. Rebound below the iron, Fort Loramie. It's ruled a held ball. This time the Redskins get it with 38.5 remaining. Biggest lead was 15 at one point, and then darn to Fort Recovery didn't fight back in this game. Give the Indians a lot of credit. Fort Recovery under head coach Chris Guggenbiller did not quit. A lot of scrap character shown by the Indians here tonight. Foul on Fort Recovery. Braun at the line for Fort Loramie.
Well, Judy just fouled out, and he was the one that was making the three, so that
hurts.
That makes it a longer chance for them to win the basketball game.
Now. Dylan Braun, free throw, swish. 49-40 Fort Loramie. 36.8 to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center beat New Bremen in overtime tonight, and Versailles edged Grouchy by 1 at Versailles. Game was tied in the last few seconds. Second free throw in and out. Rebound down to Fort Recovery. Ball thrown on top to Ryan Braun. Elbow on the right. Fadeaway 16-footer. No good. Saved inbounds by Siegel. Off the leg of a purple jersey. Good effort by Siegel. Off Wendell last. Redskins ball. 23.6 to go. Up 9. Racing up the right side, burning. Long pitch to Siegel. Dish to the cutter coming in from the left flank. Tyler Siegel. Austin Siegel on the finish. And it's an 11-point game, 51-40, with 11 ticks to go. Dribble drive, Reisner into the paint, out back to Wendell. Long three-pointer, clangs off the glass, no good. Rebound back to Wendell. Running one-hander, swish, does it count? Haven't seen a signal from the officials. I think the scoreboard racked it up good. Shot, but Wendell beat the buzzer, and Fort Loramie defeats Fort Recovery tonight by a final score of 51-42. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here on scoresbroadcast.com at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have turned aside Fort Recovery by 9, 51-42. Fort Loramie led comfortably virtually all of the second half. The lead swelled out to 15 at one point. It did get down to 6 with about a minute to go. Fort Loramie simply could not salt this one away at the free throw line. And Fort Recovery hit just enough three-point baskets in the fourth quarter to make it interesting briefly. When it got to 6, Fort Loramie shoved it right back out to 11. A buzzer-beating basket in the lane by Wendell of Fort Recovery makes it a 9-point game at the close, Chuck.
Well, you talked about last night they were on the road and they got horrendously outshot at the free throw line. Loramie shot 26 free throws tonight. Mm-hmm. They shot 8. The difference was Loramie could only make 13 of them, so they only outscored them by 8 at the free throw line, and they won by 9. If they would have made some free throws, they wouldn't have had to sweat.
Right, right. I thought Fort Loramie did a pretty good job freeing up young men for three balls. Evan Burning, before he was shaken up and then did come back in, he was penetrating nicely and providing room service down in the inside, especially for Tyler Siegel. Dylan Braun paced the Redskins early on in this game. He was jacking them up and knocking them down from three-point territory. All-around team effort. And Fort Loramie continues to play more young men. How about the triple from Nathan Ratterman off the bench, the young 10th grader?
Well, I tell you, he's been one of my favorite JV players that I've watched all year, so it doesn't shock me. He's going to be a good basketball player for the Redskins.
Let's hope the Redskins get healthy. Cody Gasson didn't play, arm in a sling. We know he had a football injury, a labrum. Let's do wish it gets stabilized. He receives the therapy he needs, and he's able to get back on the floor. Sometimes that's about 2 weeks or so after a sublux or a stinger. It looked like Evan Burning was just fine. He got back in after taking a shot to the shoulder. It wasn't any kind of a dislocation or subluxation at all as he stepped back onto the floor.
They wouldn't have put him back if there was any danger of him hurting it anymore.
Not at all. He was just fine, so that is good news.
Right.
Nice win for Fort Loramie, advancing to 13-3 on the year. Of course, 7-2 in the Shelby County League. And Fort Recovery drops to 9-5. The Indians are 3-1 in the MAC. Speaking of the MAC and the Shelby County League, Rushi Versailles tonight at Versailles. Rushi almost got him. Versailles hangs on to win by one at Versailles. Pretty impressive effort by Rushi. That's probably brownie points come seeding time, right, Chuck?
Well, 59-58. Yeah, it was a heck of a basketball game. We were getting some reports from Joe Neves, and he just told me that Rushi was 4 for 12 at the free throw line in the second half in a one-point loss. There's your difference right there.
And talking about free throw shooting, what a showcase this afternoon at Minster.
Yeah.
The Minster girls, the Rushi girls combined for 28 for 31. And then here tonight at Fort Loramie, Redskins wind up shooting what? An even 50-50?
13 to 28, yep. 13 to 26, I'm sorry.
50% foul shooting for the Fort Loramie boys tonight. And Rushi in the second half at Versailles, 4 of 12. And as we mentioned, the Rushi girls, the Minster girls combined for 28 for 31 this afternoon. Free throws late in games can cost you. The difference between winning and losing, oftentimes at the high school level, who gets to the 1-1 first and who converts.
Right. Well, I mean, we weren't at the game, but all you got to do is get that stat in the fourth quarter to tell you, or the second half to tell you why Rushi lost by a point.
And were any of those 1-1s?
Ooh. Yeah, who knows.
Our Clancy stars of the game tonight, Chuck.
Well, Fort Recovery gets one. Are they close enough?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, for Fort Loramie, Dylan Braun had 21. He scored 11 in the first quarter, and he scored eight in the fourth quarter, ended up with 21. He's the leader on the other side. It's got to be Peyton Judy, the only one in double figures. He scored 15 for the Indians.
So Dylan scored 19 of his 21 in the first and fourth and paced Fort Loramie to victory.
Yep.
They are our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, we'll take a look at the high-flying Sydney Yellow Jackets again on Tuesday at Tippecanoe and see if they can put a hurting on the Red Devils after Sydney stung. The Yellow Jackets stung Trotwood last night, winning 69-67 at the Sydney Gym.
Well, I mean, they're probably 30 points better than Tip City, so all they have to do is show up and actually play a little bit. I don't see it being a close game. And then Friday night, they've got Troy, coming to town, and that's going to be a thumping too. So they got kind of a walkover from this point on to end up at 19-3, and that ought to get them one heck of a seed for the tournament.
That's a good point. Yep, indeed. Again, Fort Loramie with the win, advancing to 13-3 on the year, fine record. And let's hope that this game tonight for Fort Loramie propels the Redskins through the stretch run of the year and into the tournament, as the Redskins down Fort Recovery. Lost number 4 in a row for the Indians tonight, having dropped games to Versailles, Arcana, Marion Local, and this evening to Fort Loramie. Redskins now 13 wins and 16 outings, as we noted. Our next webcast from Tippecanoe, 7:10, online, on the web, on scoresbroadcast.com, Tuesday night, 7:10 airtime, 7:30 tip. It is Tippecanoe hosting Sydney on Tuesday night. Again, earlier today, the Minster girls held off Rushi by 6. Minster winning by 6 after Rushi took the lead by a point with 2 minutes to go. Minster then rallied in the final couple minutes to pull out the victory by 6 over the Rushi girls this afternoon. Tonight, Fort Loramie by 9 over Fort Recovery. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins beat Fort Recovery. Final tally 51-42.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Tom, boy, if they don't get that foul shooting fixed, they'll have trouble getting out of the sectional.
Yeah, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. One and ones.
And they got it down to 8. And it
six. Got it down to six.
It would have not been under about 15.
Right.
Right
after Fort Loramie missed 2 1-on-1s, that's 4 points you leave on the floor. They had a couple threes. It's a six-point game. Those girls this afternoon, Rushi Minster girls, 28 for 31. Foul line. Minster by 6. Rushi went ahead with 2 minutes to go.